Shalom, baby. Hi, this is Reverend Ken Blanchard of the Urban Shooter Podcast. Just for fun, come on and check out the original Black Man with a Gun. UrbanShooterPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 272, Mailbag. I've been letting the mail pile up over the past few months. I get email almost daily, and I really appreciate and apologize that I can't respond to every message. With the amount of email I receive and downloads each month, the show gets almost 100,000 total downloads every month. I'm surprised there aren't more posts to our Facebook page and iTunes reviews. If you want to help promote the show, reviews on iTunes would be greatly appreciated. So I'm going to dig into the mailbag this week and read and comment on a few messages I've received. Now, some of these messages are from a few months back. The first email is from Ross. Holy cow, this email he sent is almost 7 months old. Anyway, he writes, "Still waiting through the backlog of episodes, and I just came across episode 191 dealing with trunks of vehicles. I've already been employing some of the tips such as putting my briefcase in the trunk when I know I have stops to make and even making a pit stop just to put my bag in the trunk before hitting the final destination. Another tip related to this is behavior/attire at gyms after work. I take Krav Maga and attend classes after work a few nights a week. A lot of other students do the same and change out of suits or business casual clothing at the gym. I change at the office and swap bags out of my trunk when leaving, so when I get to the gym, I'm in workout clothes and carrying a gym bag rather than moving from car to gym in a suit. If someone was casing the parking lot, they might target people in dress clothes that might have laptops or briefcases in their vehicles and will be occupied for a length of time in the gym." That is an excellent point, Ross. Parking lots are big spots for criminals to target victims. You know, always be aware of how you carry yourself in parking lots. Leave nothing visible in the cabin of any value. Never forget that a criminal will smash your window for the change on your dashboard. Your damage, your hundreds of dollars in cost of repairs, means nothing to them. Also, remember that the crime may not happen in the parking lot. You, and especially women, may be selected in a public parking lot and then followed home for robbery, rape, or kidnapping. My own mother was followed home from the grocery store on two separate occasions. Here's an email from Jim. "You had a show on lists recently that reminded me of one of my pet peeves. People that continuously post their locations on social media sites like Facebook. I hate seeing people post that they're on vacation right now or across town from their homes, etc. I also hate to see homes where all the keys are accessible from a single doorway. If someone breaks into my home, they aren't likely to find any keys to take my cars, etc." Those are both excellent reminders, Jim. I've mentioned many times that publicly posting your current location is a really bad idea. I think sites like Foursquare are absolutely horrible from a personal security perspective. I'm looking at you, Paul. Some people may have noticed that I always post about my vacations, hunts, and time away from the home after I've returned. That's fine. However, saying that I'm currently across town getting a coffee at Starbucks on a Saturday night is not a good idea. After my home burglary, I was very careful as to what I posted to Facebook and Twitter about the incident, just in case the burglars were watching. Even in the podcast episode, I omitted and changed details for family security and safety. It was close, sure, but not exact. Criminals use social media to select and evaluate targets. I would love to share some of my video camera footage, but I don't want to publicly post the angles covered by my cameras. You know, it's always fine to share with friends, but be selective in how much you share with the entire world. Also remember that friends can innocently repost something that you intended to keep within a tight circle. Your comment on keys is also a good reminder. Burglars love getting their hands on keys and garage door openers. Distraction burglars, which I have discussed in previous episodes, will sometimes just take keys so they can return later. and this is a worldwide phenomenon. A longtime listener, Etienne from the Netherlands, shared that it even happens over there. Criminals posing as charity collectors will distract residents to swipe keys so they can return later to burglarize the home when it's empty. Which reminds me that we're heading into the holidays now. Wow, it's getting late in the year. I should probably start compiling my notes for a holiday safety episode. Or two. Or three. We'll finish up with a product tip from an anonymous caller.
I'm calling to recommend a product for the podcast called AddAlock. It can be found on Amazon pretty easily. AddAlock. It's a portable door lock that you can install without tools on any door that opens inward. And gives you an added layer of security if you're in a hotel or other place where you may not be able to trust the locks or the door for whatever reason. You know, I'm getting one for my son for college and one for myself anytime that I'll throw in my suitcase. So anytime I go to a hotel, I'll be able to add an additional layer of security to the door. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
AddAlock is available from Amazon.com for about $20. It needs about a gap the width of a quarter to insert the device into the seam of the door to install. It took me a minute to wrap my head around to understand how it worked. It's a novel idea, and the reviews are very positive. I'll put a link in the show notes. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. See, I do read them. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast at palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.